We are taxpayer focused. We act with integrity. We are professional. We are innovative and we network. Together, we are building a better Zambia.
Is the proclamation of God's great love and salvation to this generation, shining the light of his love across the city and beyond. This is One Love Radio, inspiring, life-changing radio.
Here to the rest of the world, this is the One Love Radio News.
Thank you for joining us on the news on One Love Radio. The headlines: human rights advocate calls for strengthened governance reforms. Financial expert attributes poor SME growth to access to affordable financing. CRAZ is urging passengers to board buses from official station. NACARES demands immediate end to abuse of free education grants. In international news, African Union holds summit and continental uncertainties. And in sports, the Zambia under 20 women's national team dreams cut short. With the details, my name is Kondwani Maplanga. A governance expert and human rights advocate, Wesley Mianda, has called for strengthened governance reforms to safeguard electoral integrity ahead of Zambia's 2026 general elections. Mr. Mianda states that good governance remains the foundation of democratic stability, describing it as a system of rules, processes, and structures used to direct, control, and hold governments accountable. He has explained that governance defines decision-making authority, manages risks, and ensures legal, ethical, and sustainable operations for the benefit of stakeholders. According to Mr. Mianda, good governance promotes transparency, efficiency, and effective service delivery. Mr. Mianda has emphasized that as Zambia moves closer to the 2026 general elections, the true test of good governance will be measured by the extent to which it delivers civic, economic, political, cultural, and social rights to citizens. Financial expert Patrick Mwape says high interest rates by financial institutions remain one of the major barriers preventing the private sector and small and medium enterprises, SMEs, from accessing affordable financing. Mr. Mwape was commenting on the recent decision by the Bank of Zambia to reduce the monetary policy rate, MPR, by 75 basis points from 14.25% to 13.5%. Speaking to One Love Radio News, Mr. Mwape explained that the reduction in the policy rate is expected to create a more supportive borrowing environment by gradually lowering the cost of credit. He has noted that if commercial banks adjust their lending rates downward in response to the policy change, it will become easier for businesses to borrow, thereby stimulating private sector growth and boosting economic activity. Mr. Mwape added that lower rates at the central bank level make it cheaper for financial institutions to access funds, a move that should really be passed on to customers through reduced lending rates. However, he cautioned that the full benefits of the policy shift may not be immediately felt if some financial institutions chose not to reduce their lending rates.
And the small and medium-sized businesses are faced in Zambia is access to finance. And what has made that to be very, very difficult is the higher interest rates by the financial institution. However, yesterday the Bank of Zambia announced the reduction in the monetary policy rate by 75% basis points, meaning from the rate of 14.25% to 13.5%. Now, this means that reduction is going to...
A concerned barbershop owner in Lusaka, Mike Onjovu, has expressed gratitude to the government through ZESCO for the consistent power supply, saying it's boosted his business and attracted more customers. Speaking to One Love Radio News, Mr. Njovu has recalled the challenging times of load shedding, which hurt his business and forced some of his colleagues to close shops, especially those in compound areas. He notes that businesses like barbershops and salons in town streets fared slightly better than those in compounds during the load shedding era. Mr. Njovu credits the steady power supply for helping his business contribute to the economy, saying it's a welcome change from the past struggles, hoping that government will maintain this progress and avoid returning to load shedding after elections.
So, I think nama kombuni hapa manje wambo balansa. Baja wana vada 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 mashopu. I think hapa nenyu wana manje ni kutaki na manje wambo. Saki na manje kapitu yamba manje kulipira puti wa landruti. Kaili they closed off. So, I don't say more. So, since malaichi ya liku, wasegula. When you start a business and you close off the business, meaning marentos ya zamba che kupendinga, palasi ni kuchosa so that you don't nani kane kupounding nani kane mkongole kuliwa. So, but I know to say some of them, Javan Mamma plan manja, Yambo Sakra to Marento, Yambo Sakra Machina, Yana and replacement, so that they can start their business. So, it's really inconvenient.
A prominent youth and community advocate in Matero, David Kajira Mukomongo, has expressed concern over the deadline in morals. Apologies over the decline in morals among young people, saying it is leading to various social issues. Mr. Mukomongo believes the desire for quick reaches and lack of patience are driving youth to engage in crimes like armed robbery and illicit activities, citing statistics showing high involvement of under 35s in such cases. Mr. Mukomongo stressed the need for an honest conversation about the moral decline and its impact on youth unemployment and empowerment. He supports initiatives like the implementation of Bill 7, which reserves spaces for youths. And emphasizes that youth should aspire to leadership roles through merit, not just laws. He urges instilling a moral compass in youth to change their trajectory and promote productivity, employment, and empowerment.
Today, the youth are celebrating the creation of a law, which I highly also supported, the implementation of Bill 7, where it leaves deliberate space for the youth in our community to the members of parliament. But that shouldn't be the case. I'm looking at a time when we can have youths that will aspire for office, starting in an election, win an election, and then they go to become members of parliament by winning an election, but not by being enacted into by a law. So we need to have that honest conversation on the decline in morals amongst the youths today. The high unemployment rates today amongst the youths could be also affiliated to the fact that the youth have engaged themselves in a lot of activities that don't leave them productive.
Now, Kitwe Mayoral aspirant Charles Kabuta has pledged to support local businesses and fight corruption if elected. Speaking to One Love Radio News, Mr. Kabuta, a former Chimweume ward councillor running under the Tonsi Alliance, outlined his plans to simplify licensing, improve market infrastructure, promote local procurement, and empower youth and entrepreneurs through skills training and access to finance. Mr. Kabuta's anti-corruption agenda includes enforcing transparency through open procurement, digital council services, public financial reporting, and strong accountability systems, ensuring council services benefit the people, not personal interests. In other local stories, the Commuters' Rights Association, CRAZ, is urging passengers to board buses from official stations, citing safety concerns. CRAZ President Aaron Kamuti expressed concern over illegal bus stations along Freedom Way Road, saying they risk passenger safety.